Welcome to the Chronicle Headlines. I'm your host, Aaron Guzman. For campus news this week, in an exclusive interview, Chair to the Board of Trustees John M. Holmes said that Columbia must make bold changes to address the college's financial deficit. To balance the deficit, the college has resorted to cutting programs and laying off faculty. But Holmes said that the college is going to need outside help, which is why the college is hiring a consulting firm to help with restructuring. Holmes said that a contract that the college had been negotiating with Chicago-based Alex Partners has fell through. Holmes said the college plans to pick a new consultant in time to have an agreement for program revisions by midsummer, matching the same schedule outlined by Senior Vice President and Provost Marcella David. President and CEO Dr. Kwangwoo Kim is preparing a final advisory report for the Board of Trustees with his recommendations that the college can take to address the financial challenges. The report is expected to be delivered on May 2nd. Students share concerns about the current state of the college's financial crisis. Adriana Hernandez-Almestica, a junior theater major who transferred to Columbia last fall, said she wishes she had known more about the financial situation before committing to Columbia. She has hope that next year will be better, saying, quote, "I don't think it's going to be the end of the world," and stressing that students have options. In other news this week, Student Diversity and Inclusion partnered with Students for Justice in Palestine, Muslim Student Association, and Student Organization Council for the opening night of the Artists Against Oppression exhibit. This exhibit is dedicated to reflecting on experiences and observations of oppression. On April 19th, over 30 attendees gathered on the second floor of the Student Center for the opening night to view their peers' work. The exhibit was described as a call to action. The exhibit featured 21 artists, including some coming from different universities, including DePaul and Howard University. The exhibit will be shown in the Student Center until September 30th. President of Students for Justice for Palestine, Hidayah Hassan, said often artists who speak out about these topics, quote, "don't get a place in the professional world." "We're really happy with how it came together," Hassan said. "We're super proud that it is in a professional space for these artists to express themselves, because often, artists from these identities, artists who speak out about these topics, don't get a place." That's all for this week. Be sure to read the full stories at ColumbiaChronicle.com. Sign up for our newsletter at ColumbiaChronicle.com/newsletter. Make sure to listen to this week's episode of Conversations, about people wanting to relive significant moments. And be sure to check out the Chronicle's new solutions journalism mental health issue, releasing May 8th. I'm Aaron Guzman. Thanks for listening.